The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Are more professionals increasingly looking towards higher education? ESSEC Business School, which has campuses in France, Singapore and Morocco, says they have seen a 9% increase in applications from the Asia-Pacific region for graduate business studies. Joining us on the line to tell us more is Professor Vincenzo Esposito-Vintke. He is the President and Global Dean of ESSEC Business School, and Professor Vinci is speaking to us from Paris. Professor, why do you think demand for graduate management education is increasing, particularly from APAC applicants?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. I believe that in a world where most of the jobs that will be proposed in the next few years either do not exist yet today, or because the fourth industrial revolution, they are profoundly changing and very rapidly changing, there is more and more a need of graduate management education. So this is increasing all over industries and all over the world. And more specifically, in APAC, taking into account that many countries in APAC, and Singapore is actually a leader in this, is a hub of both from the economic perspective, entrepreneurship perspective, and innovation perspective.
Okay, Professor, can you give us a sense of the profile of those who are hoping to pursue an MBA? And what stage are they in their career? And how old are they usually? And which sectors do they come from?
Yes, usually those are professionals who have been in the professional world with an experience roughly between 5 and 10 years, but this is actually changing. The main sectors are, as usual, finance and consulting, but we do see that students who apply for MBA do not necessarily search only for a career leap, but also eventually for revolution in sectors. And you see the impact of the fourth industrial revolution with the digital transformation is indeed something that is very relevant to them, even when they work in sectors that are not necessarily specifically related to technology and digital. But they need to be somehow digitally literate to have an impact on the transformation that applies to their sector.
Professor Vinci, how much do you think the health of the economy has an impact on the number of applicants hoping to pursue higher education? What's the situation at the moment?
The situation is that the profound changes in the different sectors actually requires for new skills. So beyond the transmitting specific knowledge, leaders actually search for updates. So it's what we call the lifelong learning. So this is extremely important to them. And just like organizations need to reinvent themselves because the sectors are reinventing themselves, we need leaders in companies who are capable to reinvent the markets. As such, they search for new skills. They search for more know-how. They search for leadership skills in order to anticipate the change in their sectors rather than just responding to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, why do you think MBAs are so popular?
They are, the MBAs, the Master of Business Administration, actually has had a special place in business education, and this has been true for the past 100 years. And this is commonly viewed as one of the most robust and comprehensive management qualifications. So its popularity has spread beyond the business world, and professionals from a range of fields, including even engineering, medicine, more and more we see this in other industries, hospitality, luxury, healthcare, facing new challenges in domains like energy, infrastructure, environment. So this is really, these programs are really, I would say, regarded as providing high credentials. And I would say that MBAs are become for professionals, a truly differentiating factor. Businesses have grown enormously in complexity and scope, and more than ever, they need ethical, skilled, well-educated, creative leaders who are global in outlook. And this is what an MBA program can provide them.
We're speaking to Professor Vincenzo Esposito Vinzi, the President and Global Dean of ESSEC Business School, speaking to us from Paris. So we assume that MBAs are a differentiating factor for employers when they consider hiring a candidate. But how much is there a balance between getting actual work experience and, you know, studying for an MBA? Sometimes, surely, getting work experience will be more useful for someone.
It's a matter of finding a balance. In business schools, we do have, taking into account this profound and rapid change of the professional world, we do have the challenge of being very relevant in what we, in how we train students and participants in MBA programs. And the relevance is very much related to the knowledge that is transmitted, but also to the know-how, which means the learning by doing, the way they are also, while they are in the program, they work on projects and they're very much related to companies. And then there is a third pillar of our educational model, which is more and more relevant, which is related to the life skills. It's the way participants learn on how they can communicate with others, how they can have the empathy to work in a world where diversity needs to be seen more and more as a richness rather than a constraint. And those skills is something that are acquired both during the program, but also, of course, in relationship with others, and namely with companies. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be able, during the professional life, to be able to have a little bit a step back while being in the action every day in the professional world. It's highly relevant that leaders take the time to step back a little bit and go through the lifelong learning to update their skills and have a sort of reflection, and also to go towards what we call hybrid training, where we manage management with skills from other disciplines. So more and more in companies, they require these hybrid profiles.
Right. Well, what do you think business and executive education needs to include today in order to equip professionals with the right skills for today's business landscape?
It's I like to say in French, it's the mixture between the knowledge, it's the savoir, it's non-negotiable, the academic excellence of the training that is provided. This is a necessary but not sufficient pillar of educational model. The second one is very much the finding a good balance between theory and practice. So it's how the concepts are put into practice, how they are tested, how we can learn from whatever we test, and how they can act quickly. This is the second pillar. And the third one is very much related also to developing imagination is the way to not only to apply eventually recipes that have been learned from the theoretical perspective, but also to adapt them and being creative in the way that new situations are faced to. Those are skills that need to be provided during a training program related to higher education in management. They are, of course, transmitted within the classroom, but also we do have pedagogical platforms. I'm talking about Imagination Weeks. I'm talking about seminars where participants are encouraged to understand the current challenges in the world and to see how to eventually provide solutions to them. Digital Week, so you see platforms that go beyond what is transmitted in the classroom and help participants to develop their own skills, to discover eventually their hidden talents, and also to be challenged so that they can really be stimulated in being creative and having imagination.
We're speaking to Professor Vincenzo Esposito Vinzi, the President and Global Dean of ESSEC Business School, about professionals increasingly looking towards higher education like MBAs. I mean, it all sounds very good in theory, but which sectors, in your opinion, would an MBA most suit, Professor Vinzi?
There are the classical ones like finance and consulting. There are others where we attract hospitality, luxury, even in industries where entrepreneurship skills are very much relevant. And then there are domains like healthcare and some challenges that are faced in many countries, like energy infrastructures and environmental challenges. And these are places which are these are sectors which are less classical for MBA students but become highly relevant to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, and more generally speaking, all the domains where digital is relevant, the reference to artificial intelligence, without necessarily working in the domain of technology, those domains where these topics are relevant become more and more important for such a program.
Okay. What's your advice for those who are undecided at this moment whether to pursue an MBA, perhaps due to a variety of reasons such as budget, timing, career stage? What advice would you give?
It's very important that those potential students actually understand that it's highly relevant nowadays to make an investment on their own, which goes beyond the investment on career. It's real investment on their own, on the way they can pursue their professional life to really have an impact and positive impact on the society. This is highly relevant because I believe that beyond an eventual measure of return on investment, nowadays we need very much to focus on another measure, which I like to call a return on education, and see how this return on education can have an impact in this world that is more and more pushing in terms of technology development and so forth, so on. How we are able to really put the human dimension back to the center of the professional practices. So whenever they approach an MBA, it's very important that they refer to what they want to do next, and they reflect on the return on education for them as well as for the society.
Well, you talk about return on investment and, you know, investing in the future, but what kind of salary increase do you think generally? I know it's a hard one to answer. What sort of salary increase should MBA holders expect within what period?
And indeed, it depends very much from the field, from the number of years of previous experience. So it's a very tough question to answer, in the sense that there is not a direct answer, so, and can be the fork, if you want. It's very large. So that's why I was in my previous answer, I was very much focusing on the mission and on the goal they have on their career, rather than on the percentage of salary increase, which varies very much from one sector to another.
Well, we really appreciate your insights, Professor Vincenzo Esposito Vinzi, President of and Global Dean of ESSEC Business School, speaking to us from Paris about professionals increasingly looking towards higher education, like getting an MBA.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.